This winter, UNICE had planned to employ 4 prison inmates at its Unalaska fish processing plant. But for now, company officials say the program remains in limbo following the election of Governor Mike Dunleavy.
We are just basically on standby right now, and we have been waiting for the DOC.
Ferdy Lopez is UNICE's local safety and security manager. He says the State Department of Corrections has not provided an answer as to whether it'll continue its work release program under new commissioner Nancy Dahlstrom. She was appointed by Dunleavy in December to lead the department.
We reached out to them, and until to this point, there's no clear indication if the program's going to continue here. But we are still optimistic that we will hear back from them anytime soon.
CEO Tom Enlow says the new administration may drop the transition to work program to cut costs or take the DOC's philosophy in a different direction. But if it doesn't, he says UNICE will be ready to accept inmate workers at any time.
We're just as committed as we were before, and we're going to take all the necessary precautions we said we would before, and we expect the same kind of results.
UNICE won approval from the Unalaska City Council last year to join the DOC program. It aims to reduce Alaska's high reoffense rate by helping inmates prepare for life after prison. Counselors approved the local program as a trial run that prohibits the participation of sex offenders, allows Unalaska to opt out at any time, and requires the state to cover all costs, including monitoring equipment that would dictate where prisoners can and cannot go.